The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you into God's presence this morning, and I know that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I say your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. New identity for total laughter. And in bracket, you can put breaking the force of limitations. New identity for total laughter. God's plan for you and I is to change our levels or our identity. From sorrow to joy. From sickness to health. From poverty to riches. The spray of the alert is not permitted to stop until you get your own. The release of financial flow will not stop until you share your own testimony. I can hear your amen. I can hear your amen. Amen. Now, if for somebody that can take this, one single transaction will happen this week that will bring about a permanent change to your destiny. I can hear your loudest amen. So, God wants us to move from failure to success. God himself laughs. That is why he wants us to laugh. In Psalms 2 verse 4. Psalms chapter 2 verse 4. The Bible says, he that seated in the heaven shall laugh. God sits on the throne of heaven. And he's always laughing. Okay, why will he now want his children to be sad? He that seated in heaven shall laugh. You will laugh last. I say you will laugh last. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. God is not ready for you to, he's not ready to entertain sorrow in your life at all. Job 8, verse 20 to 22. Job chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. Chapter 8, 20 to 22. 20, 20 to 22. God is not ready to allow sorrow in your life or in your family. He's only ready to allow his blessings in your life. The Bible says, behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers. Verse 21. Till he fill thy mouth with laughing. Somebody laugh right now. Let me see you laugh. Hallelujah! Till he fill thy mouth with laughing. God will fill your mouth with laughing. You see some people say, I just like frowning. It's because God has not changed your level. Say, so why are you always frowning? That's my nature. It's a lie. When you have children, do you frown? When you buy a brand new car and people are congratulating you, do you frown? It's because somebody's here today, you will laugh for joy. Amen. On the day you graduate and you wear academic gown, will you frown? Oh. Till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with what? Rejoicing. You will rejoice, oh. Amen. I say you will rejoice. Amen. You will rejoice. Amen. You will rejoice. Amen. You will rejoice. Amen. Your amen is not an encouragement to me. Your amen is a confirmation of your receipt of the prophetic word. That's what it means. That is what the servant of God has said. I receive it. That's what your amen means. You will rejoice. Amen. You will rejoice. Amen. And they that hate thee shall be clothed with shame. Amen. And the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. Amen. So, God's intention is to make you to laugh. When do you need new identity for laughter? When do you get to a level where you need God to change your identity to identity of laughter? I'll give you a few of that very quickly. Number one, when circumstances that make you laugh are not common in your life. When do you need the new identity for total laughter? When there are not many situations happening in your life that can make you laugh. Number two, when your life is not going as planned. Whenever your life is not going as you have planned it. When your destiny is not moving as you have proposed and planned it. Number two, number three, when do you need new identity for total laughter? When there is a big gap between your success, you have success in January and it takes another January before you succeed again. There's a big gap. God will fill that gap today. Before somebody finishes celebrating one testimony, another one has landed. Where there is a big gap, then God wants to introduce total laughter to your life. Number four, when do you need total laughter? When life is always bombarding you with issues that make you cry. There are some people, there is hardly any week they don't cry. Cry in the morning. Some even go in the office, they go to the toilet and cry. Some cry to the extent that even when they want to send text messages, they send text and put somebody's face crying to show that they are crying where they are. Crying has become a natural thing. You need a new identity of total laughter. Number five, when joy and happiness is scanty in one's life, one needs total laughter. When joy and happiness is scanty, joy is scanty. You look around and say, what is there to be joyful about? There's so much scantiness around one's life. Then that person needs a new identity that will provoke total laughter. Number six, when do you need this grace for new identity for total laughter? Is when your enemies are now the one laughing and you are now the one crying. It's supposed to be the other way around. Your enemies are meant to be the one crying all the time, while you are laughing all the time. But when your enemies are now the one laughing and you are now crying, you have an enemy that is your neighbor and they are jubilating their house. Whereas you in your house, you are sad. It's a misnomer. It's an abomination. It's an unwanted state, an unwanted condition. Also, number seven, when you are not happy about your present condition at all, you need God to change your identity and bring in total laughter. When your present condition is not, you look at your GP and you shake your head. Is this my life? You look at your turnover in the last 6 months. Is this what I have sold in the last 6 months of my life? You look at every area of your life. There is nothing to thank God for. Then you need a new identity for total laughter. Number eight. When you are battling with unfulfilled vision and unfulfilled dreams, you need this new identity for total laughter. You have so many dreams and you have so many things in your heart you want to achieve, but it's as if nothing is about to be achieved. Help is not around. You have so many unfulfilled, unrealized dreams. Many things that are things that you have nurtured in your heart. And it shall come to pass in the last days that shall pour my spirit upon all men and upon all flesh. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. So, and you have the vision, but it's not, your vision is not seeing realization. You need God to step in. Today, God must step into your life in the name of Jesus. I say God must step into your life in the name of Jesus. Without wasting our time this morning, what are the major causes? What is the major thing that hinders new identity for total laughter? We take just two, then we go to pray. What is the thing? If God wants me to have a new identity and I'm not having it, what is causing it? Give you two this morning. Causes of delay in new identity for total laughter. Number one is called ignorance. Hosea 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed for they lack knowledge. They don't know what to do. There is ignorance. They don't know the right. There's a story of a man who was traveling by sheep. I think we've said that story once before. So, who was traveling by sheep to another country. He paid for the ticket. And as he boarded the sheep to travel, and you know, sheep traveling is a long journey. He was inside, and they were serving food. And he said, no, I don't want. They are serving chicken peri-peri. No, I don't want. First day, second day, third day, maybe about seventh day. Serving different kinds of salad, edikaiko, beef, fried chicken, all kinds of food shared. Pounded yam, dodo, with egg, with fresh fish. The guy said, I don't want. Then on the seventh day, somebody asked him, how can you be fasting for so long? I said, I'm not fasting. I have some little crackers. He bought some crackers. He threw it. And nepa. Why? So what's going on? He said, I cannot afford this food. And the person said, this thing has been paid for with your ticket. The man spinned like this. So I have lost 7 days of sumptuous meal. 7 days. That is the plight of most people. People just come to God without any expectation. How is it possible? How can God do that kind of thing? How can God just change my life overnight like that? How is it possible? Your Christianity is a package. And that package, laughter is inside. Every time the devil makes you cry, it is not from God. Hello? Every time the devil makes you weep, reject it. It's not from God. Okay, what's my delight to see one of my children crying and weeping? For what reason? I say, my wish is that one of my children shall cry. Why? As I woke up today, I just feel like all of you will be crying. Oh yeah, lie down. I give you 40 strokes. Why? That's the way most of us view God. We view God as one big person with one big koboko with blade that is at right now ready to smash your head for every of your mistakes. What a merciful Father. What a loving God. What a faithful God. He's not even ready to hurt you at all. He's not ready to see any tears come out of you. Friends, as God liveth, the last time you wept is the last time you will weep forever. The last time you wept is the last time you will weep forever. Let me hear your loudest amen. The second major reason why men don't laugh is called limitation. And I'll give you, what is a limitation? I'll give you about 10 things under that. What is a limitation that can limit one from laughing in life? A limitation is a minus or an inability in life. A limitation is a minus. Anything that reduces you is a limitation. Number two, what is the limitation? A limitation is an obstacle to one's laughter in life. Anything that stands, I say, as long as I'm standing, as I'm an obstacle to your progress, to your marriage, to your advancement. That's a limitation. These are things that reduces people from men that should laugh to men that cry permanently. Obstacle. And so, every form of obstacle before you and your family today shall be grounded to powder today. Amen. Number three, what is the limitation? It is things that keep you down whether it is physical or spiritual. Anything that keeps you permanently on the ground is a limitation. Anything that practically puts its leg on your head on the ground is a limitation. Anything that puts its leg on your head and say you are not going anywhere, stay here, that's a limitation. Anyone sitting on your head or sitting on your joy or sitting on your testimony, the fire of God catch them right now. I said the fire of God catch them right now. The fire of God catch them right now. In the name of Jesus. Number four, or D, what is the limitation? There are hindrances to potential. Anything that stands as a hindrance to the actualization of your potential is a limitation. Anything that says that your potential, you have something in you, and that thing will not have expression, is a limitation. Its work is to limit your laughter. You are not potentialless. You are potential full. So anything that undermines that potential is a limitation. Is a limitation. E, what is a limitation? There are evil yokes that sit on one's life. Evil yokes. That's what the Bible says in Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So there are evil yokes, evil yokes, evil yokes. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So there is a yoke from the devil. You can see that those two cows, they are yoked. These two cows cannot move to anywhere except the yoke. It is the person that yokes them that determines their movement in life. They have been yoked. What is put on their neck directs them. They don't. You can see how big they are, but they cannot move to any place they want. That is the way many people's lives are. Their destiny has been yoked. So, devil say, move here, move there. Devil moves them away far from where they will connect with their destiny helpers. When helper is coming this way, the yoke will move them to another direction. When somebody is about to assist them, the yoke will move them from the place where the person can meet them. The reason why many have not been married is because of the yoke. Because the day the person that should marry them should meet them, they didn't show up in that place that day. They didn't come to that place that day. And they missed out. You will not miss out on your own portion. And every satanic, demonic yoke that is holding on to your neck in the spiritual, what we are talking about is not physical. So if you are not a spiritual person, you might not understand. Say, what is he saying? What I'm talking about is not you cannot see this yoke physically like you can see this one. It's a spiritual thing. And today, I set on fire every of this yoke and break them to pieces in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. F, what is a limitation that can hinder your laughter? They are satanically arranged restriction to progress. Satanically arranged restriction. These are demonic calculus. These are demonic further maths to hinder a person's life from achieving his purpose. Satanically arranged calculus to stop the fulfillment of destiny, to stop the actualization of destiny, to hinder your complete change of story. Friends, whatever it is that the enemy and his agents are planning concerning you, it will go back to their children. Amen. I said it will go back to their children. Amen. It will go back to their children. Amen. Every arranged restriction to limit you is totally destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Amen. And number H, what are limitations? They are embargo on rising. Embargo on one's rising. Anything that stands as an embargo on your rising is something that wants you to be sad. I have noticed in my few years as a servant of God that as a child of God, one of the things that makes you happy the most is your continuous rising your continuous going up. The Bible says that the path of the just is like a shining light. And it shines more and more. Someone say more and more. More and more. More and more. Proverbs 4 verse 18. Shineth more and more until the perfect day. So, you are not yet a finished product. God is still working on you. You are not yet a... People should not gather yet to say, to think that things are over to you and be over for you and begin to mock you, because it is not over. Turn to your neighbor and say, it is not over for me. I am just starting. It is not over for me. I am just commencing. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. So every embargo on rising is to make one sad. Anything that wants to keep you on the same level permanently for donkey years is an attempt to keep you sad. But today, that embargo on your rising is hereby lifted in Jesus' name. Amen. That embargo is lifted in Jesus' name. Amen. That embargo is lifted in Jesus' name. Amen. That embargo is lifted in Jesus' name. Amen. And number I, what is the limitation? They are all other hindrances to one's laughter. Every other hindrance that I've not mentioned, they are limitations. Now, quickly this morning, how do these limitations come into one's life? Number one, they can come through personal means, through sin or unbelief. How these limitations creep into one's life? Number one, they can come through personal limitation. That is, a man himself uses his leg to limit himself, walk into iniquity with his two legs. Pastor is preaching, mind is somewhere else. Unbelief. The Bible says Jesus could not do much in their midst because of their unbelief, because they did not believe. This can limit one's destiny and hinder one from laughing for joy. Number two, where limitations come is through family. One can be born into a family that is limited. Nobody rises beyond the limit. Nobody laughs for long in the family. We are going to handle all these cases this morning. And every family here that is represented, you yourself, you are coming out of every form of family-related problems in Jesus' name. Amen. Every family issue, you are coming out free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number three, type of limitation which can hinder your laughter is called corporate limitation. Corporate limitation. You can be amongst in a club. You can be in an organization where nobody does well. I was just assessing some of our leaders and pastors yesterday in the spirit. I just said, is there any one of them that has not progressed? I looked at one. I said, everyone is progressing. Your association can limit your acceleration. If you work with those who are not moving forward, then there's no way you can move, you can laugh. If your mentor is a sadist, if everybody around you are always crying, they try to bring you into their crinology and indoctrinate you into their crying department. But that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. So you can be in an association, and that association can be an association whereby one is limited. But today you are breaking free from every ungodly association. That's what the Bible says, that he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. Proverbs 13 verse 20. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. So your association affects your level of laughter. It affects it. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. Number four, types of limitation are satanic limitation. Things that devil himself arranged. Ephesians 6 verse 12. I'm going to deal with all these issues this morning. Things that devil himself is the one that arranged it. For we do not wage war against flesh and blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. These are powers that want to terminate laughter. That's why many of you that are successful here, my appeal to you is not to relent. Be sober, be vigilant, the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom to devour. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Don't relent. Your success is a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Your laughter is sadness to them. So you must be at alert. Turn to your neighbor and say, be at alert. 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 I was studying my Bible, I think yesterday or the before yesterday, and I stumbled on that scripture, I think in Matthew 13 or so, where it was talking about when men slept and the enemy came in and sowed a seed. May you not sleep a spiritual sleep. May you not sleep spiritually. When a man sleeps spiritually, he cannot laugh last. When a woman sleeps spiritually, she cannot laugh last. Your spiritual, that's why we, as we move, prepare to move into this period of fasting, the 12 of empowerment, starting from this Saturday. This is spiritually arranged to keep you on fire permanently. I was telling our leaders and workers this morning that this is the time to draw down on food. Reduce your food intake. Physical food. And increase your spiritual food intake. Buy tapes. Load yourself with it. Somebody sent me a text yesterday that he needed some prayers. I said, first blow tongues 1 hour and fast for 7 days. 1 hour every day, 7 days. Read 10 chapters of the Bible for that 1 week. Then you come back to me for prayer. I mean, I don't just waste my prayer. You pray for somebody and the person goes back again to sleep. Fast 7 days. Blow tongues. Kakata kalaba. Shekwakata. Ilakwaziza. Retua paradia lakata. Likaziza kwakata. Let your voice go out. Then return back to me. I don't need to pray much. I just pray. You are blessed. What you want to receive, bye bye. It makes the work of the pastor easy. Praise the Lord. Friends, every single declaration that is coming from this altar will find quick expression in your life. Spiritual sleep will not be allowed in your life in the name of Jesus. Number five, type of limitation is limitation which are human based. We also deal with that this morning. Human limitation. For example, it was Pharaoh that limited and caused crying for the children of Israel. For 400 years, they were in affliction. And from one Pharaoh to another, they continued to cry. The Bible says in Exodus, I think chapter 3, verse 7 or so, God speaking there, I've seen the affliction. I've seen the crying of these people. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. And I've heard their cry. Your cry shall be ended today. Amen. My Father in heaven will hear your cry. We see your cry. And respond to it today. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. They kept quiet. Just like many Christians today, just keep quiet. Until one day, they say, why are we quiet? We must laugh now. Then they ran to God. Then God responded. Every force under heaven will be pushed to ensure that your story changes today. Yeah. Every force under heaven will be pushed to ensure your story is changed today. Yeah. Listen to me. If God needs to release Angel Michael, he will release Angel Michael. Angel Michael is a destructive angel. He's a fighter. His own is to go and destabilize anybody that wants to destabilize you. He can send Angel Gabriel also to give you good news. But today, angels shall be dispatched to ensure your laughter today in the name of Jesus. And whatever it is that has continued to make you cry must not cross into July with you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to this. The greatest thing that can limit one's life is absence from knowing Christ. The knowing Christ I'm talking about is not about coming to church. I'm saying that Christ knows you and he has written your name in heaven as a candidate for heaven.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.